Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jamie Vaughn with Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Bethany House Publishers, and our author today that we're speaking with is Becky Wade, talking to her about her brand new book called Turn to Me. Hi, Becky, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I would love for you to tell me the premise of this story for Turn to Me.
I was inspired by a treasure hunt plotline. I used to go on treasure hunts that my mom made for us when we were little girls. I have two younger sisters. And I thought, okay, what if I took that experience that I'd had as a child and I kind of parlayed that into a whole novel? And so the premise is that my heroine receives the first clue in a treasure hunt that her dad left for her in his will. And when her dad was on his deathbed, he asked the hero to help her and protect her throughout the course of the treasure hunt. And so right at the start of the novel, she opens that first clue, and then the two of them set off seeing if they can find the treasure at the end of all of the clues.
Okay. And now Finley is your female protagonist. What's her relationship with her dad?
Her relationship with her dad was very close. He was a single father, and he was in his 50s when she was born, and she's his only child. And so it was a little bit unconventional. He had a big piece of property, and he let her kind of run wild, followed everywhere she went by a pack of animals, because she's a huge animal lover. But he had just such dedication and devotion to her. So they really did have a pretty close relationship, although he spent the last years of his life in prison. And so they were separated during that last segment.
Now, Luke is your male protagonist, and his storyline is a lot about redemption. Are you able to tell me a little bit more without giving the storyline away?
Yes, his storyline is very much about redemption. Readers that have read the earlier novels in the Misty River romance series will have learned a little bit about Luke.
Okay.
His brother passed away when Luke was a middle schooler, and Luke blamed himself for that. And it sent him on this very self-destructive path that ended up placing him in prison. And so he was in prison, and that's where he met Finley's father, and they became friends. And when the novel opens, he is out on parole, free for the first time in 7 years. And yes, he wants to start over. He wants a clean slate. He wants a chance to get it right.
Now, this is a romance story, but you also have mystery in there. How do you combine the two and keep it interesting?
I love tying my romance together with the mystery plot line. So I've done that for the last several novels, starting with Her One and Only, which was the last novel in my Porter family series, continuing through the three novels of the Bradford sister series, and continuing through the three novels of the Misty River series. I find that the mystery element creates this big story question. So in the case of Turn to Me, the question is, what is the treasure at the end of this hunt? And are they going to find it? And are they going to find it safely? Because there's some dangerous elements who are out there and want the treasure also. It's a great framework for a romance because it gives me this forward motion. The characters have something to do as I'm working them through their novel and as they're falling in love. So I try to create a balance. I definitely consider myself to be a romance writer first and foremost, but I have come to really love that mystery element. And I hope that will keep readers turning pages.
Now, is this the last in the series or?
It is.
Okay.
It's a little bittersweet because it's always wonderful and satisfying and also just a little bit sad to finish a series and say goodbye to a cast of characters that I've really come to know.
Do you leave a little opening in there if you want to go back and visit those characters again?
I never say never. I have readers that still ask me, about my very first Christian fiction romance, which was My Stubborn Heart, which I published back 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I still have readers ask me if I'm going to write a follow-up to that.
Yeah.
And I never say never, because it's unexpected sometimes where your inspiration takes you.
Yeah. Now, in writing love stories, what do you find is the most important element or elements?
I think the most important element is really believable romantic conflict. There mm-hmm. has to be a relatable and real and true reason why they can't fall in love on page one and then uh-huh. live happily ever after. If the reason is too shallow, readers can get frustrated because they're like, one conversation could solve this. No, please, you know, please have the conflict be about something that's very real. Mm-hmm. So in all of my stories, I work really hard to give them legitimate, you know, heavy reasons why they yeah. really can't be together right from the start. The other thing that I think is important in a romance novel is showing that they've had time mm-hmm. together and know each other well enough to really believe that the love that they've created can withstand this test of time. Mm-hmm. And I do that by letting quite a bit of time pass over the course of the story and also showing their willingness to sacrifice for each other, mm-hmm. because I think that's a good test of how much they love each other.
Yeah. Now, what makes this story different than all the rest?
This story was different than all the rest because this was my first sort of bad boy hero. Uh-huh. He's an ex-con and he's lived a life that has left him pretty jaded. Mm-hmm. And so I would consider him my very first true bad boy hero type.
Okay.
And that was a lot of fun. I mean, he's difficult. He's grumpy. He's defensive. He's got a very large wall around his heart. And I loved every bit of writing his story.
Yeah. Now, what do you want the reader to take away from this story?
I always hope that when readers finish my books, they will close that last page with like this happy sigh that romance mm-hmm. readers feel when we can close a love story and we can have this happy moment of, yes, my romantic heart is happy in this moment. But I also write faith stories. And so in this case, I want readers to feel as if God gives all of us, no matter what has come before, mm-hmm. a second chance. Mm-hmm. And it's ours to embrace that mm-hmm. because both of the characters, both Finley and Luke, have things in their past that have been holding them back. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for them to realize that God's mercies are new every morning. Like, they're a new person and he's giving them a second chance. And it's them that are having a hard time embracing and accepting that mm-hmm. beautiful, new, shiny second chance. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that readers, when they finish the novel, will feel that that is true of them too, mm-hmm. regardless of where they are. They have a new, beautiful, shiny second chance as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me what's next.
I am currently working on a series about three brothers that is set in Maine. I have mm-hmm. never set any of my stories in the Northeast before. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I haven't even visited the Northeast before.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited. I'm planning a trip there in June so I can go and experience it for myself. It's been a while since I've written about brothers. I did so in my Porter family series, but that family was a little different because they also had a sister. But in this case, three brothers, and it's set in Maine, and okay. I'm getting close to finishing the first draft of the first novel of that okay. one.
Gotcha. I have some dear friends that live in Maine and they can't stop talking about lobster rolls. So make sure you get one.
I will definitely get a lobster roll when I'm there.
Thank you for stopping by and talking to us. In Turn to Me will be out in May. Make sure you go and get it at your local Christian bookstore if you can. Buy local always if you can. And this is the latest chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to hit the subscription make sure to hit the subscription button below so you never miss another chapter. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.